Here is the commentary for the Chapter 15 Extra Credit Bonus Assignment. It won't count against you if you don't submit it, but it will give you an extra 5 points. And it really isn't that hard. Although, it may not create the kind of impact I'm trying to put forward. What's going on here? Well, what we want you to do is at MarketWatch or any other financial website, but the problem is Yahoo destroyed their website. They used to have a pretty darn good options display, options quote page, but not anymore. And Google's is kind of strange. It looks good, but it only shows you a few of the exercise dates, expiration dates. So I was a little bit surprised with that. So play with MarketWatch. It isn't on there yet, but there will be at least one presentation how to look up, how to research options chains, as they're called, options quotes, using at least MarketWatch, and maybe I'll show you Google, and maybe we'll take a look at a few others. So what we want you to do is record the option price, which is also called the premium, but not many people actually use that term, of the June 2017 call options for Procter & Gamble with a strike price of, say, 88. Well, that's because as of today, what is today, April 26th, P&G was selling for close to $88. And we also want you to look at the option price of the June 2017 call options for Google with a strike price of $890 because Google's selling for close to $890. But by the time you do this, in maybe, say, 3 or 4 weeks, the prices may have changed dramatically, or maybe not. So we're trying to get you to look at strike prices that are close to the actual market price, because those are the ones that'll bounce around the most. So record it on one day, and then 1 week later, record the prices again. So what happens, what would have happened, don't do it, folks, but if you had purchased a single contract of each, how much would you have gained or lost? Now remember, there are 100 shares in each contract, so you want to multiply the option price by 100. And instead of ignoring commissions, let's add commissions. Let's assume you're paying $10 a trade, so you subtract $40 from your gain or your loss for the commissions. 4 trades, 2 purchases, and 2 sales at $10 a trade. Now, if you want to, you can watch them every day. Watch them as they bounce up and down wildly. And of course, don't have to use these two companies. You can use companies that you're interested in. And the question is, would you consider trading options? Well, I hope if you've gone through the presentation and if you listen to my interview with my buddy Jim, you'll know that I don't want you to do it. But everyone's different and you might decide that you like gambling. I mean speculating with options. You have until May 25th. Good luck, and I hope you enjoy. Again, I hope you enjoy the process of watching your options lose a lot. I make a lot of money for you. See ya.